Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sorry, this is all we got this time.
Well, they got some shit on here. Hold on.
Do they?
This bores me.
Wow.
They had Life on there, too.
Wow. Yeah.
The Upper Room clip, but that shit go on for a little
it's
bit.
It's like 3 minutes long. Yeah.
I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Step Brothers Podcast. Episode, where we at, Dalton? 240. Yep. 246. It's your host with the most, Chris Minor, aka Dino Spumoni, extra cheese and pepperoni, aka Talk to Me Nice, aka Chris Kringle, the gift that keeps on giving, aka Young Wikipedia, aka the Bad Boy Goodwill, aka, you know what I'm saying, Wick Damone Jr., Wick Ross.
You can see the screen. Am I good in their video?
I can't see anything. It's not because of the glasses, but it's too far for my vision.
Oh, you can't even tell I'm cropped in the camera.
No, around. I see something black, and I'm guessing that's me.
Well,
it looks like all black though.
Okay.
Well, I guess because of that.
Okay, I'll check in a second.
What's good? What you done?
Yeah, we, you know what I'm saying? We're another episode of Lifestyles of Rich and Famous. You know, we are here.
Yes, sir. In another room. We're in the Barbie room today.
Yeah, the courts.
Yeah.
You can't, it's weird because the pink walls right here, so it's kind of hard to see. I really wish they would have put the chairs on that wall.
Yeah, and the, well, maybe they're not done painting yet.
Yeah, but this is the only room we haven't tried at the new spot.
Can you see the pink on there?
It's like the hue because of the light. It has like a pink tint in the air.
Okay.
And it's kind of on the windows too. But okay. Yeah, we're in the last room. This is the quartz room.
Yeah.
First episode on my camera.
Yes.
I wanted to test it before we ran it because I don't know how the battery going to hold up. If it's going to overheat.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't tested yet. But they didn't have a camera, so I digress. We're here.
Yeah, we're here.
So, it's Daddy Dalton's bitch.
Yeah.
D-A-double-D. Wake up with sunrise, see my sunrise.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, doing my thug dizzle. We out here. But this week is Chris's birthday.
It is.
Episode.
It is.
Because his birthday is on Saturday.
It is.
We're going to do the damn thing. We'll have a review next week.
We will. By the time this episode comes out, I will be 32.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I made it.
This is your episode, so you can lead us wherever you want to go.
Don't say that, dog.
And we can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Because I'll take this.
I will not stop you.
I will take this.
I might not partake,
right.
But I will not stop you. I
might take this shit to the pits.
Which is fine. We kind of need a debauchery episode. It's
been
a while.
Do. We've been adulting.
The craziest thing you said was the old girl thing, but that was
that wasn't crazy though.
But I'm saying that was the craziest thing you said in a while.
Yeah,
it's been a while since you had like a shock factor.
Yeah, I don't really have anything shocking to say.
Good. Well, what do you want to talk about? Where do you want to start? Where do you want to go, sir?
I don't know, man.
32-year-old.
I don't know. Well, first and foremost,
we're sitting in these white therapist chairs.
Yeah, we are. So let's break it all the way down.
Okay.
No, honestly, though, I was thinking about how I wanted to approach this episode this week. And I don't really know. I guess I wanted to start off, like, just being, I guess, thankful to be here, obviously. I haven't quite made it to 32 yet, but I'm hoping I do. It's 2 days, right? Yeah. Man, been through a lot. You know what I'm saying? Not just like relationship and shit wise.
Just life.
Yeah, just life, bro.
Life is life.
Yeah, so I'm very thankful for that. Thankful for, obviously, my family, my friends, and all that. All the things I've learned over the years that got me in this seat today. You feel me? But quite honestly, though, bro, I don't know. I mean, shit, I'm getting older. I did see this conversation starting to come up about why what's the generation under us?
Z.
Why Gen Z looks older than what they really are. Mm-hmm. I saw people talking about that.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. I really didn't get into the particulars about it.
The weeds. So,
yeah, I didn't watch the video. I just saw people having discourse about it. I was like,
ooh, discourse.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Right. It's interesting to think about. I'm thinking about everyone who's younger than me that looks older than me. There's quite a few people.
Yeah, it's very common.
Yeah. But, you know, I just look good on top of that, too. I exfoliate.
But I will say this. Just think about how they grew up, man. They grew up with the internet existing.
Mm-hmm.
All these social media platforms existed.
Mm-hmm.
So they're growing up, and then this is just the standard already.
Right, like this is...
So the beauty standards were there from when they wake up. They're like, oh, this is how I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like,
crazy.
Like, my son is born with knowing how to use a fucking phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah.
And it's in him. It's not like I'm just saying, like, literally... I remember when these things came out, we knew how to use them, no problem. Yeah. It wasn't like, but I'm saying they're born with it.
Right.
It's not like a discovery
Maybelline
thing.
Yeah.
And they're going to have that too, or whatever's next.
Their kids are going to
have it already. Inherit. But that's just what it is. And I think with the older thing comes down to, like, just look at what these people, like what these kids have grown up with. All these school shootings they have to.
Yeah.
Like, broadcasted all the time, like
stuff that will age you because of like stress and worry.
And then they're born into a world where literally a report came out today where half of America can't afford rent. So like they're in this bitch.
Yeah. They in the trenches.
I saw a girl tweet, she said, I need to the next man I'm looking for is 26 and who's ready to marry. And then I saw a girl respond, she's like, the only thing you can get from a 26-year-old is turning 27.
It's some dick.
Because like they're trying to get it.
Yeah, they're
right
trying
now. I'm like, y'all, you gotta live life.
Right? Yeah. That's one thing I guess it's cool because of like the little crew I have at work. We're all different ages, but we just talk and like share experiences and shit like that, obviously. Yeah. And just to see, but at the same time, see where everybody's kind of at on like in the pecking order of things. Yeah, like, this person's worried about the election, and this person's worried about mortgage, and this person's worried about the new Yeezys that are coming out. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's in a different place in their lives right now. And I will say this: I'm not trying to. I mean, I guess we can be a mature podcast. We've been on a streak these past couple of months. But
it's your birthday. Do what you want. Yeah.
But I was just thinking, like, this is the first time I've felt like, I know we said this with Trump, and I'm not trying to get political. It's a bigger conversation.
Okay.
I know a lot of people said this with Trump, but I really feel like we don't have a president. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's not it's affecting shit that's going on up here, right? Like, the shit that we don't see or... like know about, like the shit that's happening, like boots on the ground, everyday American or whatever. Like this shit feels pretty lawless to me.
Here's the difference. I'll tell you, this is not even a political statement. This is just this ain't even leaning anyway. This is just what it is. So the reason it feels like that.
Okay. Break it down.
Is because with Trump, it didn't matter what he did.
Yeah.
You're going to have someone tell you what he did.
Yeah.
24/7.
Yeah.
You could literally, imagine the Barbie movie coming out during Trump's reign.
Oh, my God.
It would have been
bigger. It would have been more.
Stop. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. You could literally say something irrelevant. Like, you could be like, man, this new Doja Cat album's fire.
Right.
And then you're going to have a Trump supporter jump in there and be like, see, this is the problem. Like, bro.
Yeah,
and
they
were in your face nonstop.
But Doja Cat. But I dog that cat. You're the,
but what I'm saying is, right now, that's what it is. You don't have like what it really is.
Yeah,
is it's just quiet. Now, he's made Biden has made people mad.
Oh yeah, of course.
But what I'm saying is the difference here is the voices were so loud. You have rah-rah over here, yeah, and everybody hated this motherfucker over here, right? Mm-hmm. So it was just constantly that, right?
Right.
I mean, they fucking raided the Capitol.
Yeah,
don't forget.
It was tight.
Don't forget.
It was tight.
So I'm saying that shit ain't happening right now.
Nah.
So, like, we're not gonna, like, no one's gonna storm the Capitol when Biden loses the next election.
No.
So,
did you see he went to a black family's house in, like, Carolina, North Carolina?
No, I didn't see it. Biden?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a dad. I don't remember seeing
they
the
let him
mother
in the house?
Yeah. Okay. The there's two little boys.
Uh huh.
Maybe elementary, junior high, or there's two. One was in elementary, the other was in junior high.
Okay.
And I guess they like reached out to him somehow, and literally the Secret Service, all this shit, the news, everybody pulled up to these black people's house, and they went and got fried chicken.
Wow.
Yeah. And
wow, what a man of the people.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I don't know where the mother was in the scenario. I don't remember seeing her. But it was a dad and his two little black boys. They were sitting at the dinner table, and they had like
they were eating fried chicken.
With the president.
That's random as fuck.
Yeah, it's very random.
But hey,
man, he tried. Yeah, but I said that to say like, yeah, niggas out here making their own rules and shit like that. Like this is the first time I've ever seen like how much money I'm like I had to pay the government and taxes. Like I never paid
on your W-2.
Yeah, cause like usually, you know, I take my shit to H&R Block or whatever, and they're just like, oh, you're gonna get $500 back. And I'm like, hell yeah, I'm finna go buy them new Jordans or whatever. Something stupid, you know.
Yeah.
And this time it was like, okay, so this is why this is like this. After your first $11,000, you get taxed and blah 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, wait, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Why am I only getting $100 back? This shit crazy, nigga. So I'm like,
hey, at least you get money back because I ain't getting money
back. Yeah. That's it. Everybody.
Now Raiden helps.
Oh yeah, in the black household, this how you know who claiming Raiden on the tax?
We file together. We filed together.
So, okay, right.
Knocks
right,
it
right
out all at once.
Right. Got you. I guess that's
so
for like people who
Shelby just hands me your W-2.
Right.
I fill all the stuff out.
Yeah.
Now that Raiden's on there, he gets calculated in.
Yeah.
And then I pay the remainder.
Usually it's like I'm claiming Lil Elroy this year. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to worry about the particulars later. My dad was telling me, obviously this was in the, what's the word I'm looking for when, Statue of Levitations or whatever.
Yeah.
Statues of Levitation. but basically, my dad was like, your uncle, Uncle Spook, man. That's his name, Uncle Spook. Don't ask me why. Niggas just had weird nicknames growing up.
Of course.
So, Uncle Spook,
that is
his
name.
He was like, my dad said, boy, because I was telling him about, I was like, damn, I'm only getting $100 back. What the fuck? He's like, just be happy you're getting anything back.
Absolutely.
And I was like, he broke it down. He was like, I'd rather owe him than have him owe me. You see what I'm saying? Like, he got into it. I was like, dad, I'm just upset that, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, I'd rather owe Uncle Sam than Uncle Sam owe me, because that means I got more money in my pocket and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, all right, cool. But anyways, so Uncle Spook, Spook was, he was claiming kids he didn't have. Like, he was just making them up. Like, I got twins and all this other shit. And my dad was like, there was dudes getting like $80,000 back and shit just by claiming kids, bro. Yeah. 7 or 8 kids.
Before they could really check.
Yeah, before they could check. And then my dad was like, yeah, they washed up on their ass and all that. But I'm like, man, niggas was hitting licks, man.
Yeah.
Crazy licks.
Because I remember last year, because the first time we were able to claim Raiden, she had told me one digit wrong on a social security number.
HR
Block told me this wrong number doesn't match anybody.
Yeah.
Like immediately. So right. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
It was for her or for Raiden? Oh, okay.
It was like, we don't know. And so.
Damn, that nigga got a number, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy,
I got his
bro.
Car right there. Yeah.
How did they.
I just love it because it says legend right on that
logo. Yeah. How do you think they factor your number? Is it like computerized or like?
It's just automatically.
That's crazy. It's not like you're
when the birth certificate's turned in.
Right.
It just registers you as a number.
Because just imagine you're the 1,506th person born.
Yeah.
And that's your number type shit. Nah, hell no. They ain't going to get me.
You got one. You have a social security number. Everybody has one.
That's what they think.
Okay. Unless you're not from here.
Yeah, but I'm an illegal alien. Again, working at my job, though, is, speaking of illegal alien, I get, you know, I...
Don't do it.
Yeah, no, this is wild. Oh, I didn't mean to go. That was a bad segue. But I had a customer come in. She was Hispanic.
That's why I laughed.
But I wasn't saying she... Well, this story's not about her. It's about her, but it's not about her. She was like, yeah, I'm buying all this stuff because, you know, she's like, I help clothe and, you know, I help clothe the kids that come across the border. Like when they...
Oh, wow.
When they're coming across the border, they take their shoes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, they take their shoes? And she was like, yeah. So... they just send them over here in flip-flops. So, you know, she was like, right now, she's taking care. She's helping out two little girls and all that jazz. So, obviously, a nigga like me hear that story, I'm like, man, I'm finna cut your shit in half. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know she's not trying to get it. Okay, I'll say it like this. You know when they're telling you something so you can help them, but I guess it's up to your own discernment if you feel like they're being truthful or not.
Yeah,
like, and I don't feel like she was just trying to get
to gain you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's telling me what she's doing so I could help, and or at least that's how I perceived it. So of course I helped her, but it just had me thinking, like, man, there's some really good people in this world, bro. Like,
there are
that go out of their way to help.
That's it. You know, the true statement is always like, you're gonna hear more about the bad than the good. Always.
Of course. Of course.
Just like you're gonna hear more no's than yeses, right?
Of course.
So it's just that because bad things are more apparent. Like you broadcast those rather than good stuff.
I'm gonna tell you a story that happened, bro. This happened yesterday
at work.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm, you know, both my managers above me, they had to go to a manager meeting. They left at 12.
Did they leave you in charge?
They left me in charge.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah. they had to be there at like 12, so they left probably like 11:30 or some shit. Mm-hmm. So I'm, you know, I'm just handling little doodads here and there. I get a manager call to the front, so I'm like, fuck. Like, that's the one thing about being a manager. Like, I don't think anybody takes like into consideration. I could never get in a groove because I'm always being pulled. So it's like, I'll start doing something, I can't come back to it, whatever. Oh, yeah. Like, that shit irks the fuck out of me. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I go to the front, I'm on the phone, and it's a guy on the phone. He was like, look, man, I got a job. I start this job tomorrow, and I don't have any money. And I just need some old beat up shoes, man. I don't care what they are. I don't care what they look like. Like, I just need some shoes for work. They got to be black. I wear a 10.5. I was like, look, brother, if you come up here and look for these shoes and you find them, you got them. Like, I'm not finna go back there and look. I'm just being honest. I'm not finna go through all these shoes to find 10.5. I wasn't gonna do that. So I was like, yeah, just come up here and you find them, you know, you got it. He was like, all right, man, thank you. Thank you. I'll be there in a second. So I go back to doing what I was doing. 15, 20 minutes later, manager to the front. I'm coming back up to the front. I'm walking up there. I see black guy.
Lo
and behold, black guy was girl. And he was like, yeah, man, it's, you know, it's me. I you know, I'm the one who called. And, he, you know, I saw the shoes and they weren't pretty. But I was like, all right, man, you good. You know, I was like, yeah, you said the job's tomorrow, right? He was like, yeah. I was like, good luck. And I shook his hand.
Yeah.
He was like, man, thank you so much, man. I was like, yeah, whatever, bro. You know, it's a fine shoe, you know what I'm saying? But I know what that meant to him. So then on my way back walking to the back, you know, because I go into this mode where I think about one thing and it explode to a whole nother, like, universe of things that'll never happen. But I was like, bro, what if I got in trouble for giving him, like, a pair of free shoes or whatever? So I broke that down in my head. Right, like the whole scenario, like what I would say and everything, right?
Yeah.
But, and mind you, I'm working with, there's two white ladies in there. And so I don't think they know. You would know just because of an age thing and you like have black friends. But for a black man to call a secondhand store, thrift store, and say, "Hey, I don't have this. I need this in order to
do this.
Do this, right?" I don't think the woman will really like just truly grasp how that. I'm not saying, you know, he might have felt belittled because of that, but like that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah,
like because that there's pride, and then there's like black man's pride. You know what I'm saying? And that's just like, you know, luckily he was the type of guy. And I'm gonna keep it like even go a step further. The fact that he even waited in line and then just say, well, he did say I could like grab the shoes and bounce. Yeah. He waited in line.
Yeah.
Knew she called me up there or somebody, a manager up there, to, you know, talk about it again. Even though, again, I told him on the phone, you find him, you got him. Like, whatever. Like, even that, I was like, bro, in this made up universe, Earth 66578, you know what I'm saying? I would have got fired for that, but I would have felt like I still did the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
Always.
Regardless. But it's a bunch of that shit going around. I just sat in a management meeting today. I always talk about work when I come in this motherfucker. Well, that's a big part of my life, I guess.
But the thing, when you become an adult,
yeah,
you're there all day.
All fucking
and
day.
And most of the week.
Yeah.
You're at work more than you're with your family.
Fuck yeah. So, I work 7 days.
So like, that's what happens. Excuse me. What else can you really?
Yeah, talk about. Other than what I see on my phone or interactions that I have with people in the area, I guess, like in my proximity. But.
And all the stuff I want to talk about, I can't talk about right now. So.
Like, oh, yeah.
Because, you know, that'll be later. But.
Oh, okay. Look, we could pivot. We just got the Avatar trailer.
Oh, yes, we did.
Hey.
The full one. Hey. Not the teaser. What is,
oh. Oh, my bad. What is that? I don't know.
Do this one.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That was it's a great trailer.
Let me tell you.
Break it down.
Because I was like, here we go.
Yeah.
And then I didn't expect it to be as long as it was when I clicked play.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is a real deal.
Hey,
it was so good because I watched it.
I watched it twice.
I watched it on my work computer.
Oh,
and that monitor's like,
yeah.
So I was like, let me get my laptop out. So I opened my laptop and I was like, whew. Oh, man. Like, just the way. It looks.
Yeah.
Like that. And then when they had the theme song in the background, yeah. Like reverse, I was like,
yeah.
I was like, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm sensitive. I teared up when Aang was like, I don't want to save the world or some shit like that. And Sokka was like, you don't have to do it alone. You got me and you got a guitar or whatever. I was like, oh, and shit. They nailed this shit, bro. Buddy who playing Sokka looks like the long, like, face, almost expressionless, but, like, animated, though. You know what I'm saying?
And then...
they did that shit, bro. Perfect. And
then the fire bending looked great.
Yeah, no, all that shit. The earth bending.
And him riding the little air ball. Yeah. I was like, this is all sick.
He read it to the wall. He's like, yep, they're going to save the wall. It was perfect.
Like, if they nailed this, right?
Yeah.
Because, obviously, this is just a trailer. But if they nailed this...
Yeah.
This could be, potentially... one of the best live actions
of all time,
like adaptations of all time.
They nailed it, bro. I can tell. They nailed it. But it's got heart in it, bro.
It's got heart. I can tell they care about the material.
Facts.
It's just like when I watched the One Piece.
Right.
I was like, I could tell the person who made this, even if he changed stuff, cared about the source material.
Right.
And feel how you feel about One Piece. Like the live action was good.
That was fire. It made me watch the show, the anime.
But Netflix gets stuff, you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
But I think they're really stepping up their quality.
No, facts.
They really have, especially for like their movies, not so much, but their shows, they're kind of getting back to the essence. Like,
because Stranger Things type shit. Because, like that first season.
Because that's kind of all they had at first was that, right? But now they're kind of like, they really focus on that shit.
Yeah.
So
they left all that kind of wokey type shows alone, and they're getting back to like telling actual stories and not try to like base it around like propaganda or like again having like a woke moment or some shit.
I'm just excited for this, and then you know it comes on February 22nd,
grandma's birthday, shout out granny.
So they there's a lot of stuff in this trailer.
Yeah.
So I was like, how long are they making the season?
Right.
Because I know it can't be all of it.
It's got to be the. They're probably going to do up and they probably all do book one.
So you think it's just book water?
Yeah.
Okay. Because
now it might be like a two parter.
Yeah. Because I was looking at. Because
they look like they had the war.
I was looking at stuff in there. I was like, I know Toph wasn't in there anywhere. Mm-hmm. I saw Boomy.
Jet.
And the guy who voiced the cabbage guy.
He's playing the cabbage guy.
Yeah. My cabbages!
And the scientist guy.
Yeah.
He's in it.
And then the Fire Lord is the voice actor playing the actual guy.
Huh?
The Fire Lord. That's the voice actor playing him.
For what? Japan?
No.
Not because Mark Ham. Luke is the voice of the dude from Avatar. Fire Lord Ozai.
Wait, that was Mark Hamill?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Hold on. Am I tripping?
Nah, you ain't tripping, my brother. Well, no, you are tripping, my brother.
What am I thinking of then? Oh, hold on. Keep talking.
Damn, what was I going to say? I feel like, like you said, like this might be the best live action they've ever done or that will ever be for a while. And it's a perfect thing to get behind now that Stranger Things is like winding down too. Like you need the new cast of kids, everybody. Because, you know, we're going to get at least three seasons of these people. We should, hopefully, if they do it right, we should get at least three books of this. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be fucking popular.
Yeah. It should be 100%. A hundun. I watched a trailer for that Roadhouse movie with Jake Gyllenhaal too. That shit looks fire. And they got what's that nigga name? The MMA dude, Notorious, the one who got into it with Draymond, Conor McGregor. He's in it.
Yeah,
it's bad guy, whatever. But Jake Gyllenhaal is underrated too, though, bro. He's really good.
Oh no, he's really good.
I feel like he's underrated though. I feel like they don't talk about that nigga in his range and shit like that.
Who am I think? Okay, hold on. I'm gonna find him on here. So that was Mark Hamill. Mm-hmm. I thought who was it?
I think the only person that came back was the cabbage guy. Because the original dude who did Iroh, he passed. And then somebody else did his voice. The original voice actor had passed. Man, that's so...
Oh, it's... Okay, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. He did a voice in Avatar, but now he's Uncle Iroh.
Okay, got you.
I knew somebody was returning. Paul Sun Hyung Lee. And then Daniel Day Kim is playing Fire Lord Ozai.
Yeah.
So I thought... I don't know why I got them mixed up. Yeah. But
it looks great, though, bro. And the cast had they reacted to the trailer, so they were kind of breaking down like what they were feeling, going through, whatever. And the guy who's playing Sokka was like, "Yeah, this earth bending looks way better than some stuff we've seen in the past." And then I couldn't remember that Avatar movie. Like I don't even remember watching it for real.
It's bad,
but that earth bending is horrific. Somebody like put a side by side.
That movie is
shit.
Bad in general.
I don't know what M. Night Shyamalan was thinking about, bro.
They give it to the wrong person. I will say that because M. Night Shyamalan should make M. Night Shyamalan movies.
Yeah,
right? Like grounded, like random shit. Right.
Yeah.
You don't need. Don't give him a property.
Yeah. don't give that nigga no land, nigga.
Like, because when he gets to be like weird, he makes good movies. Like Unbreakable's dope.
Yeah.
Split is dope.
Yeah.
I don't like Glass,
glasses, all that. Bro,
Glass was good for an hour.
Yeah,
I was in it.
Yeah,
and then I was like, "What are we doing?"
Yeah, it's
once he started like trying to make him think like he wasn't powerful. Like,
powers.
I was like, "Where are we going with this?"
Yeah,
and then there's no resolution.
Yeah,
he just dies in a puddle.
Yeah,
I was like, "What?"
Yeah,
I was like, "This is bullshit."
I don't understand it either, bro.
But Split is fucking great. I love Split.
Split was dope. I went to go see Glass. My cousins were in town.
I was hyped for that movie, like really hyped.
Went with Zach and
me and Shelby were like, what? Yeah.
I was like, yo, I was like, there's no fucking. Or was that Split? I think we went to go see Split.
Split is fucking great.
Yeah, we went to go see Split. That's what we did.
Just because that had, with the after credit scenes with Bruce Willis, I was like, oh, it's tied in together.
Yeah.
And then, I honestly kind of wish they could just kind of left it there, because I'd be like, that would have been like just dope knowing like,
it's all the same.
It's
yeah.
just in the universe.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But, yeah, Avatar looks dope. I'm excited.
Yeah, facts.
Definitely, like, I think the biggest thing, like, shown this week that I can remember. I haven't thought of any. I don't think there's any other trailers. No. I saw American Fiction.
Yeah.
I'll only talk about it briefly. It's great. Definitely go see it. It's the guy's first direct. It's his directorial debut.
Mm-hmm.
He was the writer on the Watchmen TV series, which everybody loved. He won awards for that shit.
Yeah. I got some. Well, finish your shit because I'm finna go off.
But I'm saying, honestly, for that movie, I would. Like, even the trailer, I would kind of stay away from. If you don't know what it is, watch the trailer. But, like the less you know about it, the better. Because, like, when you get into, like, the movie, they keep a lot of the, like, it close to the cuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is what's really going on.
Right.
And it makes it, like, way better. Because I was expecting something totally different.
Yeah.
Shelby as well. And I was pleasantly surprised by, like, the tone and everything. I mean, it's just such a fucking good movie, bro.
Dope.
What a great way to start the year for me.
Dope.
Seeing the movie. I know it came out technically in December, but for me, it's a.
So yeah, I want to see that, and I still want to see the book of Clarence as well. Somebody told me they went to go see it and they really enjoyed it and they think that I would like it. So I definitely want to go check out. The book of Clarence.
I like this other movie.
Yeah, so. The Harder They Fall was dope. Shout out to Jonathan Majors. We still ride with you, baby. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of fuck. This is a weird fucking universe we live in, bro. Because we've been talking about Jonathan Majors trying to find his Coretta and all that shit. And then, 2 weeks later, Martin Luther King's son passes away. Like, this shit's just wild, bro. Like, how everything's, yeah. like, tied together. And that Martin Luther King's daughter is actively on Twitter. Like, I follow his daughter.
Yeah,
She's on Twitter. She's not... talking about sweet potato pie recipes and shit like that, like you expect an older black woman to be. She's still like a, I want to say, well, yeah, I guess like a civil rights act. She's still an activist. She was raised with that in her. But yeah, I actually follow her. But I only follow her because I saw that Ben Stiller followed her, and I follow Ben Stiller, and I thought, fuck, you following her for Ben?
That's one of your favorite white people.
Oh God! Shout out to Ben Stiller. Has not dropped a bad movie in my opinion. Okay, huh?
I said Ben Stiller's great.
No, Ben Stiller's the man. You know what I'm saying? Let me run into Ben. I'm like, bro, I got a multi-million-dollar idea, bro. Bring back RDJ as a black man, and we just going to go from there. Matter of fact, any movie? We just going to go from there. We're going to figure it out. Matter of fact, have RDJ play Joe Jackson in the new Michael Jackson movie that's coming up. Guarantee banger, nigga. Guarantee banger. Because the guy that got playing Joe...
That would set the world ablaze.
Dog, the guy that got playing Joe Jackson right now, I know he's getting his flowers. Everybody loves him. I haven't seen anything with him in it personally, but they got Coleman Domingo. You know who that is?
Yeah, that's who they're looking for to replace Jonathan
Majors. I haven't seen anything he's in. But really? They're getting him to play.
He's in a bunch of shit.
They're getting him to play Joe Jackson. Now, you've seen stuff that. Is it?
It is.
Why? Tell me why.
Nah, because he gonna play that. Like that. He always plays like a like really aggressive people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be like definitely.
Okay, so you remember the American Dream, the Michael Jackson movie. It was like a 2-day event.
Yeah.
Okay, so you remember who Lawrence, the dad who played Lawrence Hilton Jacobs.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah. I remember that movie. Terrence Howard's in it.
Exactly. So.
Come on, Jackson, man.
So here's my thing. That movie in particular, right? The Michael Jackson movie. Yeah. I thought that was the truth. Like, the real, that this is it. Obviously, I knew it wasn't really Mike and all of them.
Right.
But watching it as a kid, naively thinking, this is like, word for word, bar for bar, everything that happened because they're all involved with the film and this and that. Like, I, you know, being naive, didn't know that people can like buy the rights to your life and do whatever the fuck they want and shit like that.
Oh yeah.
But I'm like, oh no, this nigga really, this is how Joe treated Mike now, how he treated them in this movie. Obviously Joe, but think how powerful that role was that he played. That even if Joe was hard on them, right, we still believe the movie Joe over what Joe Jackson made. That because I feel like that type of dollar, I mean, at least for our generation. Some
actors play roles so good that people will get mad at them in real life.
Yeah.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah. I just found out that Tina, that whole shit at the hotel was in Dallas.
Yeah.
I forgot. They renamed the hotel.
Angela Bassett played that role so good. People thought that was Tina Turner for a while.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. People like that.
But nigga, like, if you had no idea, I know you get what I'm trying to say, but this is what's like baffling about someone
just recast them again?
No, I get it. But I just don't think that essence, he won't capture that thing.
Oh, you haven't gave him a shot yet.
You can't do that again, bro. You can't catch lightning in a bottle twice. I'm not saying he'll be bad.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it won't be that.
Well, yeah. I think this is more focusing on Michael, though.
Yeah.
Like,
it's dope that his nephew's playing him, too.
That's though. Super cool.
Yeah, that's fire.
I like that image, though.
Yeah.
But I think it's more focusing on his.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're starting from, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, they got a kid, Michael.
Right. But you got to show the because he was a star and a child. But I'm saying, I don't know where. Like, I don't know if
he's going to be famous already.
I don't know if they're going to do the family dynamic part. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to be more like, I was a star of this, and then like maybe like kind of like more of like the his personal life stuff.
I thought it was going to be him in that Thriller era.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I think it's more so like going to show more about Michael's life and then like the Jackson 5.
Right.
It's going to be more about him.
Yeah, that's why I
So Joe might have like a. He'll have a role, but I don't know if it's going to be that focused.
Yeah. On Jones.
Because by the time Michael Jackson was Thriller, like...
Fuck you, Dad.
You couldn't tell me shit.
He got fuck you money by the time he's like 23, 24 years old. Like,
I got a Ferris wheel in my backyard, bitch. Yeah,
suck my dick,
nigga. I got giraffes.
And I got... Let's roll, champ.
Do you see this red jacket, motherfucker?
Yeah, nah. Mike was, the coldest.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what they do with it.
My coworker was talking about, so how you feel about the Bob Marley movie? Like, blah, 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 One Love.
Oh, yeah, that trailer came up in American.
Yeah, it came, I saw it in something else, too. I was like,
Look. They showed a lot in
they
the
did.
Trailer.
I don't know, though. Like, I was like.
It has that vibe, right?
Yeah, I don't know because Mike, we, like, I don't know when Bob Marley died. Well, we weren't alive when Bob Marley died, right? Let me see.
Good question.
This is what I'm getting at. If we were, if we weren't, which I don't think that we were, but like we saw Mike, so we were like, he was like a god.
1981.
Yeah, we weren't out alive. So like
didn't even reach 40, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. So Mike was immortalized, right? Well, I would say that about Bob.
Bob Marley was definitely
immortalized. Yeah, but I'm saying like. Excuse me. For this, I don't know. I get why you would make that film like, this is Bob Marley. This is everything he went through. But like, I feel like some people don't need a movie because they're just.
No, he needs
You think a movie. Bob need a movie?
Yes.
I don't know,
bro. Bob Marley was very, very important, especially.
He was.
Like the impact and then like also like him just like going against the system constantly.
I'm with you.
But and then like.
I just don't know though.
No, I'm more saying like the vibe of the movie looks.
That's what I was saying. You got to get that right because of how important it is to him.
But, I mean, and, he definitely deserves a movie.
Yeah, I just
mean, come on, man.
I don't know, bro. And then the homie who's playing him is the dude who was in
who's British.
One.
He was the bad guy in Secret Invasion.
Two. Yeah. Come on, man. Go get. I get his kids probably, or his grandkids or great grandkids probably being like, because I even feel like maybe they didn't do it or waited for so long because of how much he meant. You know what I mean?
I mean, that movie has a budget, I can tell.
Oh, yeah.
It has.
But see, anytime they did fake dreads on screen, it really would never been
tough.
A good.
It's tough.
It's never really been one of those ones.
It's tough.
You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, he deserves a movie. And mm-hmm. You want it to be good.
Obviously.
But,
obviously. I see. Yeah. I didn't think James Brown was going to be as good as it was. Because some people, I mean, they did Mike's movie when he was still alive.
Yeah.
Like a Mega Dream movie. Right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, we get this. Like, this is Mike. And then, even for me, Purple Rain, thinking about Purple Rain, Prince obviously in it, made it. I'm thinking, oh, this is life. Damn shit. What happened?
No, I'm just checking.
That boy jumped up like.
No.
Somebody pressed the button.
I can't see it that well from here.
See? It wasn't just me.
Hold on. No, I'm saying the camera lens is blocking it. Hold on one second. Okay, I saw a red light flashing. I was making sure my cam's not overheating.
Oh, okay. Okay. But yeah. It's interesting. I mean, I don't know if you going to go see it?
Because I think it comes out on. I can't just go to the movies.
Well, that's the.
But February 14th. But I do rent movies like a motherfucker, though.
You said what?
I do rent movies like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because
you know, now they have that on Amazon 45-day window. Like, once they're out of theaters, they mm-hmm. go right to on demand. So I'd be watching hella movies.
All right, don't be mad at me, okay?
What?
I bought all three Batmans on my Switch.
Oh, the Arkham games?
Yeah. They don't look bad. They hold up.
I'm playing
the first one, though.
The only one that's going to suck is Arkham Knight.
Oh, because of how much?
They said it's dreadful to look at. The first two, yeah, those are the generation before. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Oh, damn, I didn't think about that. I haven't gotten that far yet.
But, I mean, Arkham City is awesome, so.
Yeah, yeah. But like I said, I haven't gotten that far yet, but. I was thinking.
I like Arkham Knight. I mean, it looks fucking. Playing in PS4 was like amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But all that driving pissed me off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I like the. But Arkham City was just like next level. Fucking one.
Yeah. I just got it because, like I told you, I got my memory card.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to play something that's going to take me some time. I get away from Zelda for a bit because I'm at Ganon now, but I haven't beat him. I haven't learned how to parry.
Well, we haven't had a gaming talk in a while. Here.
Yeah, I haven't been Ganon in a while. Look, I saw it. So yeah, let's go.
So it happened to me. I had to admit it to myself, right? So the other day, for those that don't know, my favorite video game series of all time is Zelda. Right?
Wait. Hey, listen.
I've beaten every single one.
Multiple times.
Multiple times. I have Ocarina of Time memorized.
Yeah.
The only reason I didn't get rid of my Wii U was because I have Wind Waker HD and Twilight Princess on there, and that's the only reason I still have it, so I can still play, because I play Zelda games once a year. Like,
when it starts getting cold outside.
I won't start, so I have it on my Switch, so I'll play Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask sometime this year. It'll happen. Because I fucking love those games, right? So, but. And another series I'm near and dear to my heart is Metal Gear Solid. I love those games.
Snake.
Beaten those multiple times as
well.
Hey,
wait. Before we get off that.
Yeah.
What's the story with Metal Gear Solid? Somebody killed his whole family, he want revenge type shit?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I feel like he's that type of guy, though.
No. No. Hideo Kojima games are weird, bro. But Metal Gear Solid there was some games on the regular Nintendo called Metal Gear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and those are just Solid Snake is a spy,
mm-hmm.
and he goes in and like the first two you infiltrate a base and you fight a character called Big Boss.
Mm-hmm.
Metal Gear Solid like expands the lore of what's going on, right? So basically, you find out that Solid Snake is a clone of Big Boss, and then he was in a project called. It's a Spanish word, so it's like Tres Infants Terribles, or like the three terrible babies.
Uh-huh.
And he had three clones from Big Boss, and each one took like a different element, basically, of Big Boss. So it's about, like, because when you get to Metal Gear Solid, he's like an established, like, spy. Like, if he's on the mission, you know it's about to be like some big shit.
Yeah.
And Metal Gear is like a big mech. So think of like a Gundam weapon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every game has one that he has to like deactivate. Mm-hmm. But Metal Gear Solid takes it to like level 10 because that was on PlayStation. So you had like cutscenes and stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of just like text on the screen.
Yeah.
But, and then, you know, it's conspiracies and shit like that. And the villain of the first one is his twin brother, Liquid Snake. So
yeah, I played it, but I played one of them.
It's not a revenge thing.
Right.
And then he got crazier because Metal Gear Solid 3, you're actually playing as Big Boss, like the original Big Boss during the Vietnam War.
Do they all look alike?
Yeah. So Liquid Snake has like long blonde hair. Solid looks just like Big Boss. And then there's Solid as Snake, who has white hair. So
yeah, I started playing it, but it gave me too much anxiety. I was like sneaking around and some shit. I'm like, nah, I can't do this. I'm gonna get caught.
You could go guns blazing that bitch you want, but you don't run out of ammo. But
that was another thing. Yeah, you don't run out of ammo.
But
yeah, sorry to get you off track. I was just curious because I never beat it or anything.
But those series are the ones I have deep dived into. Like, I've beaten every game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, constantly. So then a few years ago, they released a beautiful game called Yakuza 0, right? And if that's off.
Sorry.
What are you pressing?
This bores me. Oh, I was trying to get the wow one.
The red
wow.
One.
Okay, that works. There you go.
But there was a game that came out called Yakuza 0.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ooh, what is this shit, right? Because I saw the trailer for it. Graphics are great. It was on PS4.
It's like comic booky, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, this looks great. And then I was like, what is the series, though?
Mm-hmm.
So I look it up, and Yakuza was a series that never really came here. We had the first one on PS2, but they didn't continue it in America.
Right.
I think because of the name of it, like the gang thing, because, you know, Yakuza is a gang. So this game is set in Japan, like Tokyo, Japan, right?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And then the city model is based off the red light district in Shinjuku. It's called Shinjuku in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But in the game, they call it Kamurocho. But they literally one-to-one remake the whole red light district. You're walking around the real city. Like, if you go to Japan, those streets and everything there is all those exact locations.
Oh, dope.
But you're playing as one of the most badass characters ever, Kazuma Kiryu.
Mm-hmm.
And you just run around fighting motherfuckers, right? So Yakuza 0 is the prequel to the first game. But they made it on PS4 graphics.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point, they started releasing remakes of the other ones in America because it got so popular.
Mm-hmm.
So they released one in PS4 graphics called Yakuza Kiwami, but you had the better graphics.
Mm-hmm.
Then they did the same thing with 2, and then they released the package with the 3, 4, and 5 as a bundle, but in like an up-res, but they didn't remake the game like they did the first two.
Mm-hmm.
Then 6 was on PS4, and then 7 came out at the very end. You can get 7 on PS4 and PS5.
Mm.
And then I just got Gaiden, which is in between those two, and then 7 comes out next week.
So what's so good about the games? Like, because you didn't say the thing yet.
Yeah, so I've been playing Gaiden,
mm-hmm.
and I played it two nights ago because my wife went to sleep early, so I was like, I'm not tired, so I'm gonna play this game.
Right.
And I was just playing, and I was like, man, I fucking love these games. Like, I was just sitting there because I was like, say how many games I just said. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Right.
This is like in between, but it's the eighth game, and then eight will be the ninth game.
Right. I'm following.
So I've played all of these games, even the spinoff where it has all the characters, but in old Japan.
Yeah.
Called Ishin, but uh-huh. You're just like samurai. I played that one too, just because I loved the series so much.
Right.
But it's I on Twitter I said this is now my favorite series. Like I just can't deny it anymore.
Right.
Because like the amount of time these games take, they put so much in these games. Like it's the only game where other than Zelda, Breath of the Wild and shit, that I want to do side shit. Most of the time I'm like, I'll do it just to level up or get an item, but right. I'll never try to like do all of it.
Yeah.
Yakuza, I will try to do all the motherfuckers because it's like there's so much random shit in it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and the way that they, it's so melodramatic, but I love it. But, and then it's just like, you just beating ass, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But then 7 switched the script and they made it an RPG where you're doing turn-based combat. And everybody, when they announced that, everybody was like, bro, what?
Right.
And they had a different main character now. And Kiryu's been your character for all this time, right? So mm-hmm. You're like, bro, who is this guy?
So where's he at during that
game? I don't want to spoil the story, baby.
Okay. Okay, that's fair.
And also, the story and the writing is so fucking good. Like the cutscenes be long, but I don't care. I'll be like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, because like, it's, I mean, they gotten so good.
It's very theatrical, like, yeah. The way they do it. And then they do the thing like kind of God of War did where the cutscene will turn into like the actual fight. And you're like, let's go, bro.
Yeah.
And the villains are good, like when you're fighting and shit, like they're all epic, right? And then because you're literally watching Kiryu's life. Like, Zero is like in the 80s. Because in the first game, at the beginning of the game, your best friend commits a murder. So, but you take the fall for him. So you go to jail for like 12 years. Mm. So he comes out of jail and it's like the 2000s. So he has to learn what cell phones are and all this stuff, right?
All this shit.
But Zero is like in the 80s before all this. So you're like in 80s Japan whooping ass. You know what I'm saying? You're walking down the street. And he's not like a legend yet, because in Yakuza 1, he's like becomes a legend. In Zero, you just got in this bitch.
Yeah.
So you're like, they're like, go get my a drink from the corner store, bitch. You know what I'm saying? So like all this shit, like just the story of it, the characters, I was watching one video on it. They said that Kiryu has the hands of a light man. Basically, because if you beat your ass, you're like, you're right. You were right. So, because you beat your ass so much.
Yeah.
Like, but, and in the 7, turn it to an RPG, and like, you think it'd be weird, but it worked. Like, the way they did it. And then 8, you get to play as Kiryu and the new character together. I mean, and you're in Hawaii. You're like, it's the first game out of Japan.
Hmm.
You get.
Is it the same deal? Like the building, they take their time with that shit.
Yeah,
too?
It's like if you look at it, it's crazy, bro. Like the way they built, like, and then all the stuff you can do it. Like they have like a. Do you remember the game Crazy Taxi?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they have a version of that in the new one, but you're on a bike delivering like food.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like trying to deliver crazy people's hamburgers.
Crazy Taxi was my shit.
So you're doing that, but in the so like I said, the side story is crazy. You could do karaoke, play pool, darts.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna show you probably some videos on the way back, just so you can like see. But like, it's definitely my favorite game series. I was like, I care too much about this, like this, like because I'm like when they like because 7 is coming out next week. I'm like trying to beat this game so I can play it.
Yeah.
So
no, I haven't fell in love with a joint like that before. I don't think like where I'm just like infatuated with every aspect of the game.
But I mean, yeah. But I don't know if gaming is like.
My thing.
For that is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Because I know you have, like, movies like that and shows like that.
Yeah, I don't think I have games and shit like that, though.
Because I remember when you saw Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Breaking Bad.
You wouldn't stop.
A couple shows like that. Yeah, for sure. So my new favorite pastime this week has been looking at those sex positions on Twitter. You know what I'm talking about? Like, the guys, like, I don't know what color. I guess maroon, and the chick is yellow, and like the position would be called butler. Like, this shit wild, nigga. I ain't no niggas out here like this. And like,
Why are you looking at this stuff?
Well, a girl had sent it to me first and was like, look at this. And I'm like,
Is that all she said?
Well, I was like, you know me. I was like, let's try it. And she was like, hell yeah. And I was like, shit, you got to threaten me with a good time.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me twice.
But it's so interesting because like this one right here, this man's ass cheek is on the arm of the couch. So I'm like,
this let me see this real quick.
It's called the butt.
I have not seen this.
It's called the.
It said dangerous.
Yeah, bro. It shows like
the butler.
Let me show you the one I sent her today. I'll tell you, we definitely gonna try this one right here.
Someone took time to make that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, let me see. This is almost egregious, brother. Hold on. Let me see where we at. Every day I see a new one and I send it to her and I'm like, yo, this shit getting kind of out of hand now because they just doing anything. But it does give you, like, the threat level on there. It'll be, like, dangerous or be cautious. So that's the butler one. Let me see where the other one's at. Hold on. Let me see. You know you can buy a house off of Amazon?
Yeah, those prefab houses.
I sent one to my dad. He was like, nah, bruh. I was trying to help you out with the land out there.
Bro.
I can't bond.
I thought you sent it to somebody.
Well, I sent her that one, but it's not in our text thread. Like, it's in our text thread, but it's not in the little.
Okay.
Anyways, they got some wild shit going on.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah, brother. Oh, yeah. Them hoes dropped like.
That's what you've been looking at?
I mean, not that. I just gone out of my way. If I see it, though.
When we were in the car, what is it? What you wanted? You said there was one thing you wanted to talk about. When we were in the car, you're like, we need to talk about that.
Keith Lee being here? Well, that's one thing. But I don't know. I think it might have been that Joe Jackson shit. Let's go back to that right quick.
Oh, my God.
Lawrence Fishburne playing Ike Turner, right? Yeah. Like, okay, Ike was a devious
piece of shit
man, right?
Yeah.
Lawrence Fishburne played this nigga so fucking good,
bro. You thought he was a piece of shit?
Oh, yeah. And then I saw him as Morpheus. I was like, ain't no way.
Yeah.
Ain't no way.
But I'm saying that there's people that play roles so good. Man. They people hate them in real life.
I don't know if there's anybody else. Maybe like Beyonce as Nala.
It's a voice acting though.
The nigga who played Biggie.
Gravy. Gravy, man.
Anthony Wacky playing too. I still want to know who.
That's not his fault, bro.
Bro, who greenlit that shit?
The people that made it, bro.
Nah,
but man. I'm saying it's not his fault he got the role, bro.
I'm not buying this, bro.
You know what I realized? I rewatched 8 Mile not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, bro, Anthony Mackie like has like 15 lines in
it. Yeah, he said he said something like bitch. He said something bitch. And then he was like,
he doesn't talk barely.
Yeah.
He just in it.
Yeah. He's just a ominous figure.
Then I was like, I realized
how that little bullshit ass afro. Nigga think he Kobe, nigga. You ain't Kobe, nigga. You ain't the Bean.
Like, and I remember seeing Anthony Mackie just like random movies like that. He just was there.
Yeah.
But I was like, this motherfucker been around.
I remember when I realized that was him. I was like, oh, that's him. Because, again, he doesn't have any lines. And then I just grew to hate him over the years. But, again.
You hate him as a person.
Not really. Because I remember on the pod, I said, like, he went on one of those late night shows and he told like a really engaging, funny ass story. And I was like, oh, maybe he's not so bad. But as an actor, he sucks to me.
Here's what I'll say. I like his best role is the Falcon.
saying a lot.
But I'm saying
it's not saying too much.
I was like, but this is the best he's done to me. Like, I think this is kind of his.
Yeah.
And outside of this, I don't know if we're going to really
get
too much out of it.
I'll say this. Follow me, though, because this is like 1A, 1B times 3X type situation. Tahiki, that's Wakanda, what's his name? Tahisha Treat, what's his name?
What are you talking about?
The nigga who did Love and Thunder.
Oh. Taika.
Yeah. Tiki Torch. All right. If Tida directed, because to me, Anthony Mackie and that guy, they'll probably have great chemistry as outside of work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where Christopher Hemsworth, right? Chris Hemsworth, who plays Thor, right?
Yeah.
He can be the wacky kind of funny guy.
I mean, he but
like
it.
He's more. He said like I want to do more serious.
Well, he said Love and Thunder got too silly, which it did.
Right.
Because Ragnarok had a good balance.
Yeah. So I think he would have been better doing. But even I mean they I feel
know
like
if I wanted Taika to do a Captain America thing though.
They could do black Captain America.
Yeah,
though.
But that's but also you don't want that to be too goofy though.
Yeah. I didn't want Thor to be too goofy, but here we are. You know what I'm saying? But look, the Marvel haste train stops for me. You know why? Because they finally admitted that, yo, we were wrong. We fucked up. We did some shit. We was doing some shit. And that's all I've been saying this whole time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying like even
they had the problem that they got so big,
yeah,
that they also
Icarus, man.
But they also had the thing where like now we can just try whatever.
Yeah.
And they were at that point where like
let me ask you this. Do you feel like the excuse that they were using, the directors were using, even some of the actors were using, oh, people just have superhero fatigue. Do you believe that was a real thing?
No.
I don't think so either.
People have
bad movie fatigue.
Yeah.
Yes.
And all, but you got to think about the speed they were turning these bitches out.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. They were That's making, your biggest gripe.
Because
to me.
They were making these shows in like 5 days, bro. Because they were like, they would be like, She-Hulk comes out 3 weeks. You're like, bro, what?
Yeah. That's like, even when Ryan Reynolds just said that they wrapped Deadpool the other day, I was like, damn, that shit was fast. But I know, they did the whole...
And that's the only movie coming out this year, which is good.
But I'm scared, too, because I'm like, what? I feel like when they say, okay, let's say the movie went into production,
but
it got delayed because of the writer's strike, the actor strike.
Yeah.
But if they say a movie like went into production, they're like, even Dune, I was like, this shit happened fast, bro. Like,
oh, they were already making that movie, though.
Yeah. But I guess it's better for us not to know. While we're on movies.
Let me double check. But like Kill Bill, for instance, he filmed both those at the same time, right?
Right.
I think that was 118 days of shooting.
I need to see movies.
But that's two movies.
Yeah.
Together,
yeah.
Right? So I'm going to see the longest. Hold on. Longest time to make a movie.
While we're on movies, Christopher Nolan.
Look, which movie holds the record for the longest production? The answer is 2018's The Other Side of the Wind. The film.
Never.
Man, this is ridiculous.
What?
It was in development 48 years, but see that's
like I wrote this story my whole life type thing.
Yeah, so I was like, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the actual filming.
Yeah,
how long did it? Let me try to look that up, because there was a movie by Akira Kurosawa called Redbeard that took him 4 years to make because of like, but that was back in like the '60s, right? So like, if you had a weather day, you can't just go into a studio. They're outside.
Right.
So they had to.
But
it took 4 years to make.
What's that show or anime? So the rumor has it like Leo put Martin Scorsese onto an anime. And it was like, it was the little girl. I think it's Akira Toriyama. What? It's a little girl and like a dog or some shit or a wolf.
What is it?
It's like white. The doll's white. She's like really kind of pale face. Like, I don't know.
What movie is this?
Let me look it up.
It's a movie?
Leo put Martin Scorsese onto an anime or to a film director, but the movie he told him to watch was an anime.
You're talking about Hayao Miyazaki. This is probably Princess Mononoke.
Yeah, that shit. What's that about?
It's fucking great is what it is.
Okay, but what is it?
All his movies are great. He's the fucking goat.
All he does is anime?
Yeah, he is a pure animator. Right, so he storyboards, draws, it's all hand drawn. Even his, and then he came out of retirement to make the movie that just came out called The Boy and the Heron.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Pattinson plays the heron in it.
The bird or some shit, right?
Yeah, it's a heron.
What the fuck? Yeah, you're just thinking, well, fuck, I don't know what a heron is, nigga. I don't know what that is.
But
I know Harriet Tubman.
And this man is in his 80s, right? So okay, like he came out to and But he's like a pure like artist, right?
Right, gotcha.
Like he does not deal with AI, mm-hmm. nothing. But Princess Mononoke, very, very pivotal animated film. But it's basically every single one of his movies has like a message, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that one is definitely like nature affected. But basically, a guy gets cursed. He meets this princess of the forest who's raised by the white wolves you saw. He
has, okay, that was a dog. We was carrying.
And, you know, they team up to try to stop them. This person is trying to find the spirit of the forest
mm-hmm.
and, you know, take it over or whatever. So mm-hmm. it's very fucking good. It's really hard to explain without watching it.
Right.
Because it's animated.
So, yeah.
But very fucking good.
And he wanted them ones.
Yeah, and then Spirited Away, right? 2001 was the first animated movie from overseas to win an Oscar.
Oh, word.
So
he wanted them ones, yeah.
Yeah, but Spirited Away is fucking great. But like they're all bangers, right?
Mm.
And he made Studio Ghibli, which is like the prominent animated if you see them making a movie, you're like, "Oh, over there," you're like, let's set up.
Yeah.
He dropped no trailer for Boy and the Heron, right?
Yeah.
And that movie was like number one for like 10 weeks in Japan.
Wow.
With no marketing.
He's one of them.
Because, bro, he came out of retirement to make it. That movie made Buku Bray here and it wasn't even out that long. So he's important. I could see Scorsese really liking that movie because the art direction of that movie is like fucking crazy.
Mm. Like, well, Leo put him onto that one.
It's on Max if you still have HBO Max.
Oh wow!
They drop all his movies on there.
Dope.
So I would you would like that one. That one is definitely more action focused.
Yeah.
Because a lot of stuff is more like story driven, but that one's story driven, but it has a lot more action in it.
Right.
Like the movie starts with him fighting this fucking cursed boar that looks gross. And that's how he gets cursed. But it's like it just starts with like some shit happening.
Hands.
Yeah.
You're still looking at the production thing?
I found...
Disrespect to Five, I put your ass in the food chain. Cardi!
Yeah, I found for filming.
It's coming!
Yeah. Let me see you real quick.
Swamp is up! I can't tell you how many times I listened to that song.
Yeah, there's a bunch of movies on here that have taken years to make. Yeah. Let's see, Avatar 2, 13 years.
What was the longest Marvel film? If you have to guess.
Like to make?
Yeah, if you have to guess.
It's got to be one of the earlier ones.
I'm going to say Iron Man. Because it was practical, right? Most of it.
Yeah, but that was also low budget considered like what happened. I don't know if that took that long to make. Because a lot of their long stuff for them is going to be their post-production.
Yeah, the CGI.
The filming is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Because filming is like generally not the long part. It's everything afterward. But they got one movie this year.
Christopher Nolan is dropping Tenet in the theaters again. IMAX and all that shit.
Oh.
Do you think he worked on the mix? Because that was the biggest problem.
Probably.
I hope that's the only because people. I saw articles are coming out around it now. You know, is Tenet Christopher Nolan's most misunderstood film and blah blah blah. Now
misunderstood. I don't know about misunderstood. I mean, it's anything that has to do with time travel is always confusing, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know about misunderstood. I think it's people's least favorite film of his. To be
honest. I could buy that. But for me, they smoked that shit. I love it. I liked it so much that like I was like when I'm into a film and they do like breakdowns and conspiracies of like what this actually means and all that, I watched that shit. And Tenet was one of those films that I kept was Robert Pattinson's character, the little boy, and did he knock his mom down? Knock a head off and shit like that. Like what? Like I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. Like how did he see that? And he recruited him from the pack. Like all that shit fired in me. Like I like all that.
So
shit.
So like that. Yeah.
And we went to go see that for your birthday, right?
No, we saw that with
Katie.
We were at the 20 seat package.
But why we do that?
I think just because mine was the One Piece.
Why do we do that? Was it for Katie's birthday?
It was for somebody's birthday.
Yeah. Either way, Jesse. It was Jesse.
Okay.
No.
No, I don't know who. It was somebody's birthday.
Yeah, it was somebody's birthday. It wasn't mine. Yeah, it wasn't yours. I just we went to the theater close to y'all's house though.
Yeah, but you know, just with the directors and creators in general, like with the thing with Christopher Nolan, is that he just has a certain vibe, right?
Yeah.
Like Martin Scorsese, same thing.
There's
people that they have a look too, like you know Zack Snyder's look.
Yeah. Spike Lee.
For good or bad, right?
Spike Lee.
Spike Lee has a vibe. An underrated one for me, Wes Anderson. Mm-hmm. But he has, like, his color palettes are nuts, right? Like, if you look at the Asteroid City trailer, like, just the colors are like, bro, what?
Well, never mind. I'll talk about it.
Christopher Nolan, you know, like, he has that, like, real, like, realistic look.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
And I will see anything he puts out. The movie could be called shit, and I'll be like, I'm seeing that.
You'll never see a shit.
Least favorite film of his is still like a good movie.
What's that?
Dunkirk.
I didn't even see that one.
That was the one where he has.
I know the army, the bomb, and all
But that was the one that he tried to do a very small amount of dialogue. It's like all like sounds, like bombing, and there's dialogue in it, but it's like very like when you as a feature film, it's like not a lot.
Yeah.
And just honestly, it's just the war setting is getting old for me.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer was interesting because it wasn't really about the war, but it was more about the science part behind it.
What is your favorite
movie of his after seeing Oppenheimer?
We can circle back, but I do hate that people like I saw Spike Lee say something about him not. Talking about the aftermath like of like what China went through or whatever like in the film
about Christopher Nolan
not putting that as a part in the movie and I was just
China
like,
or are you talking about Japan?
Japan, you know, man, whoever drew Hello Kitty, bro, you know what I'm talking about. But look, in my opinion, after seeing Oppenheimer, the reason why it was about him and trying to play God and all that shit, the ending should show you, tell you everything like you need to know about this man. He, of course, after the fact, and not too long after the fact, he was like, "What the fuck did I just do?"
Yeah, but also, I think the most integral part in that movie, if in regards to that what he's talking about.
But Einstein did try to warn him, though.
Right, and then like the German scientist said, he's like, "You gave them the power to destroy the world."
Yeah.
But all you need to know, like the Japan thing could be its own movie, right?
Yeah.
Because obviously they got like annihilated.
Yeah.
Godzilla Minus One actually talks about that, funny enough, because that's
they got Oscar nominated, right?
Did they?
Yeah.
Man, oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that movie talks about the aftermath, and then Godzilla pulls up to a devastated country. But the scene where they're in the office with the Secretary of Defense.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, yeah, just bomb this motherfucker. And he's doing it with, like, no emotion.
Yeah.
And he's like, but don't touch Kyoto because we honeymooned
there. Yeah.
And then that should tell you everything.
Right.
The movie was not, it was about the men who created this, the aftermath, and then, like, his legacy. Because so he said later on, you know, because they had the disposition against him. Is he a communist?
Yeah.
And all his colleagues he worked on with, except for Josh Hartnett's character, did not snitch on him or anything. Mm-hmm. He left. But everybody else talks, basically, not every single person.
Yeah.
But basically, they were like, they'll come back around. Einstein told me, he'll come back around and shake your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it for them, not for you.
Right.
So, like, he was an old man in this White House, and then
his wife, the only one who was like, look at these niggas.
Yeah.
Like,
and then even the president was like, he's like, you think people give a fuck about who made the bomb?
Yeah.
I'm the motherfucker who dropped it.
Yeah.
He's like, get this candy ass out of my office. Love Gary Oldman, by the way. Always got to plug him in the.
Gary Oldman. Who was that?
Commissioner Gordon.
Oh, yeah. From,
in a bunch of shit.
I'm thinking about Thinking about J.K. Simmons.
Oh, also another great person.
Also another great. He was. I liked him as Gordon.
I liked him as anything. He's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But my favorite Nolan film, and I know it's like bow right there, but obviously just talking about it, Tenet is really high on my list.
That's your favorite, though?
It's really high on my list.
Really?
And right under that.
That's interesting.
First time seeing Inception was probably during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Because they had put it on Netflix that's or some favorite. Shit. And I was like, yo, they did something.
That's my favorite.
Now, there's one film, even though Tenet, they're throwing hands. Obviously, Batman, that you know, he kind of throwing hands.
Yeah.
But I want to see if Nolan, what type of action film he would
that's
do.
That's not Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking like Roadhouse or some shit. Like,
cause, yeah, because we, you know, his thing is like practical effects mm-hmm. and cinematography. So, like, the Batman movies were not framed as like, they're actioned, of course.
Yeah.
But it's more framed of like
story.
Yeah.
But city is the character type.
I love Inception. That's my favorite movie he's
made.
It's
great.
Because
did the top stop spinning, bro? Was it about to stop spinning?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. There was so much dialogue about that afterward. Mm-hmm. And just the concept of like the dream thing.
Yeah.
Like them dream slipping.
Yeah.
And then double dream slipping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
You can get lost in there and you're like aging, but you've only been asleep for like 10 minutes. Like, it's the whole concept is nuts because the whole movie takes place on a plane ride.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah. From like, yeah.
And then all that's practical effects, like the hallway scene where he's like running on the walls. That's all practical. They're just rotating like a thing. And just the fucking cast in it. Like,
Incredible cast. And I like, look, I'm a sucker for like
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, that's off the rip. I should have took somebody in 1998. Someone drew a portrait of Leo and it was at my job today. Signed it and everything. Like in pencil. And I was like,
the things you find in your stuff.
I should have took a picture of it because it was really, really good. Mm-hmm. Like, it was fire. Like, I looked at it. There was no
Leo's the shit, bro.
Second guessing. This is Leo. But I like it when there's like a Timberland Missy, a Batman Robin. Like, I like a Hype Williams and who like yeah, Hove.
Like a director like, that knows how to work with that person.
Yeah, like yeah. Like because obviously his Nolan's guy is Charlie. What's his name? The guy who just played Oppenheimer.
Oh,
Cullen and
Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, Cillian. Yeah, you know, like when like Scorsese always going to go to Pacino or
Leo too now.
Yeah, Leo's his new guy now. But I like those combos a lot.
Yeah,
I do. Like yeah, when you
like you could like man, sometimes just like this like you can't stop that magic that they because they just understand so like each other so well. That's why they. That's why they repeat cast people sometimes. You're like, why does he like? Because that's why.
Yeah,
it's because they,
you already know.
It's just like Quentin Tarantino is going to put Samuel Jackson in his movie, bro.
Yeah,
because
forgot about Tarantino.
Samuel Jackson going to be like, yes,
and the one guy, he was in Sons of Anarchy. He was playing what do you call it? He was playing like a drag type of character. Mm-hmm. He's in Invincible. He's like the the guy who works for the government who makes the heroes be on the team.
Oh, you're
talking
about goddamn, what is his name?
I love him as an actor.
No,
though.
Me
he's
too.
Great.
What he God damn it, he's been popping off lately too.
Let me see.
Wayne Goggins.
Yeah, that nigga cold.
Yeah, he's good.
He cold. Like
just,
for real.
Just even when he was an Ant-Man too. Like he smoked that role. He's like,
yeah.
He just smoked that role.
He said something.
Fuck.
It was like a Western or some shit. Oh, yeah, because he was in
Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight. He said some shit like.
Hey, he kept calling Black Major.
Yeah, like, but he said something about a shit and a fart or something, too. Yeah. Because you know that. Because they have put the Black Klansman on Netflix recently, and I just watched it, and he was like, you think you're hot shit, but really, you're just a cold fart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie's. Seeing it again, that's a good ass movie.
I
knew it was good when we saw it.
Yeah.
But it was like, and bro, you gotta have Spike doing the iconic, the floating head thing mm-hmm. or whatever. Yeah. Like at the end, that shit was fire, bro.
And we can wrap up soon. All right. But my most underrated film from Spike Lee is Miracle at Santa Ana.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
Oh, it's fucking great. Like, see, what I'm talking about like it's fucking great. It's about where those black soldiers get stuck in this like town in like Italy for like a little bit. And there's one survivor from it, and you just find out how. Because one of the survivors just kills a man out of nowhere in cold blood. And they're like, bro, why would this man who has a distinguished career in the army, has never had any priors, just kill somebody off the site? And then you find out why. But it's a great movie. I would definitely watch that one. I think it's one of I also really like Inside Man, too.
Oh, no, that's what I was going to say. That's probably my favorite Spike film.
Because Spike with Denzel just seemed like crazy.
That's another one I didn't even think about. Like, Spike and Denzel is like...
But that's their only time working
together. No, they did Mo Better Blues.
Oh, Mo Better Blues. Yeah. I try to forget that movie. That movie just...
Yeah, and then they do Jungle... He's in Jungle Fever, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Spike and Denzel, they you know,
before, yeah.
Yeah, but
I try to forget Mo Better Blues because that sex scene just, I can't.
I don't, I'm going to be honest, I don't really remember
Mo Better Blues. There's a cheating like scene and Denzel is the one helping the girl cheat, so I was like, oh God.
Helping her cheat?
Yeah, he was the one cheating with the girl. The girl was cheating on her man.
That's not helping her cheat, like they're cheating.
Yeah, but he's the dips one, yeah. But yeah.
So we can leave off on this.
Yeah.
Martin or Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
For as what? Like a show?
Yeah, because they always, you know, they're put on like same pedestal.
Yeah, Martin's funnier.
Okay.
By far.
Okay.
But the better show is Fresh Prince.
Okay.
Because it actually has a narrative.
Yeah. So growing up, I always.
Because also think about it this way. Martin has like three locations the whole show. You have his apartment.
Work
or
and Nipsey's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. They don't go much anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's mostly antics between him and his friends. Like Fresh Prince actually has
narrative
school, structure.
The court.
Yeah. We see the kids get older.
Yeah,
they're doing stuff.
Yeah. I saw that clip today because
it just happened.
I guess it's Tatiana Ali's birthday.
Yeah, oh, they posted that scene today?
Yeah, they posted the singer, her doing the song.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even think, oh, yeah, she does sing. Like, I forgot, because it was like a 90s thing.
She's like, I'm going to play this on my next episode.
Yeah. But I was like, damn, like, because I remember Diamond was like, she loved Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah. Like, she had the box set, all that shit.
Yeah.
And she was like, I prefer this over Martin, like, when we were, you know, back in the day.
Did you say she was crazy back then?
Hell yeah. I'm like, girl, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because this is like, this is like when I, the New Jack City scene, like, first started resurfacing, like, online, and me and Miles used to always talk about it with the dogs and shit. Like, Fresh Prince, they got that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, of course.
Martin really just playing with this stuffed animal, like this dog. It was like, sit, lay. You know what I'm saying?
Like
yeah. Like, start rubbing his head. Like, Fresh Prince, you know, he didn't go like that.
That's what I'm saying. It's not as funny.
Yeah.
But
Fresh Prince got a lot of moments, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
a lot of moments.
But, yeah, and it wasn't that kind of comedy.
Though. Yeah, It wasn't.
So...
It was,
but we don't put two bad bitches against
you. No, you don't. Sometimes you do. Because, like I said, Lil Tyler asking Jada Waiter or Ruby Rose, and I was like, "What?" Well, look, Jada Waiter is like, I get why he said it because this is no disrespect, no nothing. Jada Waiter would be like your girl next door. That's what she looks like to me.
Okay,
like everybody say you could find a Ruby Rose or a Mariah Scientist at the mall or whatever. You can't, but. I would say you would come across more Jada Waiters in this world than like a Ruby Rose or a who did I say before that? Mariah DeSantis. Even though they got a little Mariah DeSantis factory. I don't know if you saw that on Twitter. But there's like three different girls that look exactly like her.
Yeah.
She needs to feed into that the antics of that. I feel like that'll be cool. But yeah, man, Ruby Rose is one of them ones, bro.
This is your birthday. You can talk about whatever you want.
Ruby Rose, one of them ones.
Shout out to her.
Look, I got 6 acres down there in Avenger, Texas. All right, we can do whatever you want with that land. We can do whatever you want on that land.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
There you go, Ruby. This is
but
for
I'm
you.
Your man for the job. I don't even know how old she is. That's another scary thing. Let me stop talking about these. I don't know how old these bitches is. I don't.
Actually, I don't know how old she is.
I don't know how old she is.
She's just been around for a while.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, she's a bad girl. She's a bad girl.
And I saw you post that new Lotto song with Anishi. Do you like that song?
Fucking love it. Yeah. Fucking love it. Lotto, my baby, of course, smoke that shit.
I just like the way Anishi raps, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that deep low voice.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I can knock a head off, too. But anyway.
Horny boy hours, yeah. Golly.
I love that bitch. That's my fucking problem. That's going to be my theme song for my birthday.
Need that.
But yeah, I really do. I enjoy that record. And the beat is reminiscent of like old Atlanta trap. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? With the horns and shit.
Listen on the way home.
But yeah, time this comes out, I'll be 32. You know what I'm saying? It'll either be my Shaq year or my Magic Johnson year. Y'all just pay attention.
Let's hope it Let's pick one or the other, please. But
Magic Johnson owned theaters and shit. That's what it takes.
Magic Johnson got a kill for eight.
And I was broke, motherfucker. Yeah,
facts. Tell my grandma in the NBA.
Did you see, speaking of Mariah Sciences, did you see their jail call being leaked or whatever?
No.
So basically, you know, Mariah Sciences and Young Thug.
I know that. I didn't.
So, you know, she's on the. Those. The main thing is.
Is it a call recording?
It's, you can see the footage. Like,
oh, there's the actual. Oh, yeah. Okay.
The main thing is, like, how did this get out? Right? Did somebody got paid on the table, obviously, dropped this footage. But there's a part from it going viral because Mariah put on the little, "Daddy, am I your baby?" And this was going viral. Everybody's like, "Oh, she's 30 years old. Why is she talking like that? Why is she acting like that?" And then there's another side of like, all the girls are like,
"My man's locked up."
Yeah, and
she's trying to give him some.
Yeah, some. Yeah, that's how I took it. Like, play. You know, some little, you know what I'm saying? He behind that wall. You know what I'm saying?
But see, this is a private moment, though. This exactly. is none of our business.
Right. That's what it really should have remained.
That's why I hate this whole, like, thought by committee shit. Like,
yeah.
Group think.
Yeah, that shit's horrible.
We're not talking about movies here. This is people personalized.
But something that. What? I'm not finna get myself in trouble, but I am. But look.
Just end on this.
Dealing with younger women, they have that, like, daddy kink. Like, they want to be babied or some shit.
There are women like that, yeah.
Taking some getting used to, obviously dealing with the young girl. Yo, I don't know the fuck. This is borderline kind of, you know, man, nut house. But I kind of like it, so you call me daddy. Okay. All right. We're out. We'll see y'all next week.
That's just how we're going to do it. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Chris.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
On the air.
Yeah.
That way, and then everybody on Monday, send him a happy birthday as well. Because you know he's going to get something on Saturday. But send it again on Monday when the episode drops. And then again on Wednesday when the video drops.
And then again Thursday. Then I get to tell y'all about my club experience because we're getting a section.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear that.
I'm interested to hear it too.
I can't go. I'm a dad.
Yeah. So, we'll holler at y'all, man. Thanks for listening. And we'll see y'all next time, man.
All right, man.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.